The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, so the draft is in the books, and we should have a fun weekend coming up. So let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We'll actually take some phone calls today because we're in studio. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. It's a Friday. Weekend's here. If you're in the car on the way home, it's already here for you, too. So let's have some fun today. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and, a little bit of stuff.
Okay.
A little bit of sports.
Yeah, that was a rookie mistake on my part. You were asking what that sound was. I didn't have mute on my computer.
Oh, okay.
But I couldn't hear it.
Well,
it sounded
like a movie was starting up or something.
I was just pulling up the live stream. So if people want to get on the live stream, they can actually, see us. I don't know why they want to. Although, this thing's looking better, man. Now that they've got all this, they've got bobbleheads in here in the background. We got the brick wall. It's almost looking professional. So feel free to jump right in and check it out.
What a palace we've created.
ESPN975.com, and you just go to watch us on live stream, and there we are.
Yeah.
I forgot to wear a black shirt, though, but this is kind of a dark color, so I think it's okay.
Are you really picking all your clothes based on the live stream every day?
Yeah, I kind of am. I'm just glad to be back in the studio. It's been fun being out. It was great being at Big City Wings yesterday, and that's going to be one of my new hangouts because that one's
a good spot.
Close. Yeah, and Sam and the guys over there do such a great job, and it was funny. I took some wings home for the wife, who is very particular about her wings, and she loved them. So it's like, oh, when can we go back? I'm like, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So appreciate that. It's been fun being at, we were at the Hyatt. We've been all over the place this week. So good to be back in studio. Feels like home. We haven't been in here that much lately.
No.
We're always doing something. So.
Not enough.
Yeah. So we're here so we can take your calls if you want to get in. And a lot to get to. I do want to mentioned before we get started here that Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Whitmire's Distillery, we will be recording the first Sports on the Rocks television show for Sports Map.
Okay.
And it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be hosted by Holly Seymour, who some of you are familiar with. I'll be co-hosting. And our guest is Travis Johnson.
Okay.
So it should be a lot of fun. It's going to be at 1 o'clock. It'll be done by two. We're going to record a little more than what we actually need, but
he's big.
He is. So it'll be interesting to see how the alcohol affects him.
Right. I think he will hold up better than you guys will.
I think so. And so I'll go ahead and give people a little bit of a preview. The last segment, we're all going to try to guess what our BAC is.
Okay.
And then we're all going to do a breathalyzer, and whoever's closest gets to keep the alcohol. Whoever's farthest away has to take another shot. So we're going to have a little how drunk are you game. That should be fun. But it's going to be good. It's going to be kind of a long-form interview with Travis, but we'll also do some fun stuff. And, with alcohol involved, who knows where it'll go.
Yeah.
And I also will tell you, if you're out there, you'll get to hear a really big announcement.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to announce something huge.
What is it?
Well, you already know, but the people, there's only about five people that know about this.
Okay.
But the people who are there for the show will get to hear it. And eventually you'll see it when it airs, which will be sometime later next week. But, if you're there, you're going to get to hear a really cool announcement. Maybe I'm as excited about this as anything that I've been involved with in a long time.
All right.
So we'll just leave it at that. All right, let's get your thoughts on the draft, man. I know that's a one of your areas of expertise is these guys.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can start with, I guess we should start with the Rockets.
Yeah.
I think D'Anthony Melton's a decent player. He can't shoot.
Yeah, it's kind of an anti-Rocket.
He doesn't fit with the Rockets. He's a very versatile dude, though. He was one of the guys at USC who was like under the FBI investigation.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a...
Well, he had to be good because he was getting paid.
Exactly.
That's how I look at it.
So he's a high character guy. Vince Edwards, however, is sort of a Rockets guy. He's a good shooter. He'll stretch the floor. He fits what they want to do. So I thought overall, I'm not saying I don't like D'Anthony Melton. He's not a good shooter, which is weird for this team. But I think both those guys are nice players that they got some good value on given where they were picking. So, yeah, I like what they did.
What are the odds those guys make some kind of impact next year?
Well, it kind of depends on what the roster looks like next year, right?
There's so much to be determined there.
Yeah, I would say if Chris Paul's not back, then D'Anthony Melton's probably going to see some minutes. If Ryan Anderson is, somehow gotten rid of, then you've got a guy in Vince Edwards who could see some of those minutes. So I think that it kind of depends on how the offseason shakes out on whether or not those guys are going to be needed this season.
Yeah, if Chris Paul's not back, you're pretty much the Timberwolves, I think.
You're in a bit of a rebuild mode.
Yeah.
Except you're not in rebuild mode. Because you've still got the one guy.
Yeah.
But, I don't know what kind of player you expect to get in here that's going to be better than Chris Paul was to get you over the top. But you're definitely in a weird spot. But, I think those guys, depending on how the offseason shakes out, those guys could be contributors next year.
What about some of the important players that went in the top 10?
I like that the Magic were able to get Mo Bamba at 6. I think if he can reach his ceiling, which obviously
less likely to happen for him in Orlando than it would have been some other places.
Yeah, but I think he's got a high ceiling. I think the Kings did the right thing by taking Bagley.
I know you were high on him.
I think the Hawks, I'm not crazy about Trae Young. I've made that clear from the beginning. But if they really like Trae Young, they get Trae Young and a future first from the Mavericks, and that's a pretty good haul to move down two spots. So I think they probably feel pretty good about that. The Mavericks though get the guy they really wanted, and if he's really as good as everyone says he could be, then you're not worried about that future first round pick because it'll be a late 20s pick.
Yeah.
I like the Colin Sexton pick for the Cavs because Colin Sexton, if LeBron stays, it's a guy who I could see helping out. It's the kind of player I feel like LeBron would enjoy being around. If LeBron leaves, then he's a building block, and he's a pretty decent building block. He's a nice playmaker. He's raw. He's got a lot of upside. They could have taken, if they knew LeBron was leaving, I think they probably would have taken Michael Porter just because he had the most upside of any player who was falling. I think this is their way of kind of holding out hope that he'll come back. To be honest, right now, they're the second favorites to have him. I mean, Vegas says the Lakers are a favorite and the Cavs are number two. So it's not silly for the Cavs to be playing to keep him. I really like, the Suns getting DeAndre Ayton, it's hard to mess up number one. But then they traded Zaire Smith for Mikal Bridges. I love Mikal Bridges. I just think that guy can play today in the NBA. He's what everybody in the NBA looks for, like that 3-and-D guy.
Yeah.
He can defend multiple positions. He can shoot. I thought Philadelphia was genius for taking him because, he's the oldest kid in the draft, but who cares? Because the Sixers are ready to win now. Instead, they trade him away for a guy who, I mean, he might be good a few years down the road, but he's a really long-term prospect, I think. And I mean, you get a pick in 2021. Like, you shouldn't be worried. Like, now the Sixers shouldn't be worried about 2021. It's like right. The same old Sixers who are trying to tank every year and pile up draft picks. Like, no, you're good now. Try to win now. Like, it's,
and it was kind of weird, too, because his mom works for the team, and then
yeah. You're
there for 10 minutes and you trade him. It's like, oh, that's kind of a – that's not cool. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Going to have a fun show today. Tyler is headed to Houston for the weekend to celebrate his 10-year anniversary, so he wants the shout-out to Heather. Congratulations. 10 years is a long time.
That's a good run.
Yeah. You had me beat by a year on this one, anyway. I was asking for a good eating spot tonight. Depends on what part of town you're on. Hit up Eric Sandler on Twitter. He'll tell you. If you're on my side of town, I'm all about that Nancy's Hustle if you want to try it. But you,
where's he coming from?
I'm guessing Beaumont, 409. Okay. Yeah, at least that area. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN. Quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Pink Valkyrie says we're just missing the classic Farrah Fawcett poster in the background here for the live stream.
Well...
yeah, that's not a bad thought. It's not a bad thought. That's probably before your time, though. Farrah Fawcett was before your time.
Right? Yeah, she's before my time. I mean, I know who she is.
Yeah, my era, the posters were Farrah Fawcett, Cheryl Ladd, and Cheryl Teagues.
Okay.
And I had all of those at one point.
Mine was like Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Jenny McCarthy.
713-780-ESPN. Did you see Kevin McHale apparently has caused some kind of uproar because he was at a Trump rally?
Who cares?
What the hell? Yeah, what does that matter? And why is that even a story? And like people are going nuts over it. It's like, oh, I'm so just what? That's who he supports. That's who he supports. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I got a. I basically said this kind of stuff needs to stop. You know, who the bleep cares what one man does on his free time? And I got a bunch of flack for that.
Why'd you get flack for that? I agree with you.
Because the whole, you know, the both sides basically started coming at me.
What? So, because...
They came at me because we should care who people support, people in the media, I guess. I don't know.
No, we shouldn't. I don't. You know, Kevin McHale's not going to... Well, first off, I don't know who goes to rallies for stuff like this.
Klansmen?
No.
Oh, I was thinking of different kinds of rallies.
No, but...
He had this giant grin on his face, though. Kevin McHale. I mean,
but yeah, but who cares?
Well, yeah, I know, but why...
Looks like he's having fun.
Well, good. If he's having fun, more power to him. You know, I don't know why... Well, first off, I don't know why we're supposed to care what these guys do.
Listen, if I started hating every Trump supporter, I wouldn't have any time in my day. I mean, there's too many. So,
but would it have been a story if he'd gone to an Obama rally?
No, of course not.
Well, then why is it a story now?
Because the
I'm asking. I really want to know why. I'm not trying to be a dumbass here. I just why is that a story?
When Republicans are in office, Democrats are hypocrites. They complain about how Congress blocks everything the president's trying to do. Blah blah blah. And then when it's reverse, the others are hypocrites. Like now, Republicans are like, you may not like him, but he's your president. You should respect the office. And it's like, oh, like you did for the last 8 years. I'm sure you were so respectful of Obama. So it's whoever's not winning is like a crybaby, and it drives me crazy. But
yeah, I find it hard to work up any thought whatsoever on it. It's and Texter makes a really good point. It says people make their lives harder by worrying about the dumbest crap.
Yeah,
yeah. And why?
Like, I mean, what's Kevin McHale doing these days anyway? Yeah. Like, who cares?
Is he even relevant as a if Kevin anything?
Like, I could understand if Kevin McHale were the current coach of the Houston Rockets, and then there's Rockets fans in an uproar over it. Maybe
all he does is do side stuff for TNT. Like, he's barely there too.
Okay. I mean, let that man live.
Oh, so today officially, I am officially married. I turned in my our certificate to the courthouse, and as I was walking,
so tonight you'll lose your virginity.
Yeah,
congratulations.
As I was walking towards the courthouse, there was a pro-Trumper sitting there with a bunch of signs and a table full of flyers and stuff, and I'm like, okay, I'll just walk straight by that guy. And he looked at me and you know, saw that I was Asian and just didn't say anything to me.
He didn't say, leave the country.
No, no. He had a poster with an Asian with a MAGA hat on. I was like, oh, okay. He also had a black man in a MAGA hat and a Mexican man in a MAGA hat. So there's that.
It's all about everybody. It's all inclusive. That's beautiful, John. Yeah, I actually, when I was driving home last night from Big City Wings, I went by wherever the detention center is, and there was a huge protest going on with people outside the center. And I'm like, what the hell? Because it's sort of over by Minute Maid, so I thought, man, am I late with the Astros or something here? There's no Astros game. What are these people doing here? And it was a huge, whole bunch of people protesting, you know, kind of like, okay, I thought they just changed all this. I guess I'm getting to where I want to know less and less about what's going on in the world and who's doing what, because it's just, you know, I don't feel like there's anything I can do about it at this stage. So, you know, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, a couple of things just to sort of follow up from the draft last night. Yes, the Spurs still want to keep Kawhi, which I don't blame them, but I don't know if that thing's beyond repair or what. But if they were going to trade him, seems like last night would have been a good time because you would have gotten a pretty high pick.
Yeah.
So,
they said that that when the Lakers called the Spurs, when Kawhi basically publicly said he'd like to go to the Lakers, the Spurs were like, "We've got no interest in trading him. Sorry," and hung up. I mean, it's like, whoa. I don't know what the Spurs' plan is, but it looks like they're playing hardball.
Yeah, yeah, and good for them.
I don't blame them. It's hard to just say like, "Oh, our best player wants to leave." Sure, here you go. We'll take this bag of magic beans.
Yeah, how often do you actually get value for a guy like that? We see it all the time. When you're giving up the best player in the trade, it's usually not going to be a win for you. And you know, I think they should do their best to try to work it out with him, and maybe they will, maybe they won't. But you know, I think it's at least good that they didn't. I mean, if they didn't trade him last night, there's a pretty good chance that, you know, they're basically going to say, "I'm here for another year,"
and maybe he is hurt, quote unquote, for another year. But then it's like, dude, that's 2 years in a row. You're basically giving nothing. You're wasting away your time.
And then you wonder if he's even close to the same player after 2 years off.
I don't know, because he didn't. The little that we saw of him last year wasn't good.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see Chauncey Billups got in trouble for all his player comparisons?
No.
Basically, he was doing all the white guys were
other white guys.
Yeah, he compared Grayson Allen to Bob Sura.
I mean, that's what every...
Mo Wagner to Mehmet Okur.
That's what every analyst does. I mean,
yeah, but apparently they were giving him grief over it. So I'm like, look, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Can Wagner even... Like, I don't think he can play like Mehmet Okur.
I don't know. I don't know if he can
it's
either.
It's like almost the opposite. I thought Wagner was more of an inside player.
No, Wagner's not an inside player. I mean, he's defensively an inside player, but Mehmet Okur, like, he won't. Wagner doesn't shoot around the basket. He's looking to chuck up threes.
I mean, I guess.
He's just, he's physically not that, he's not built that way. It's just, a, it's, I don't know, it's a horrible comparison, but it's, that's what happens. Like, and I hate to be the one who, I don't mean to be like, what's the old, the Jimmy the Greek?
Yeah.
But like, usually white guys tend to be a little less athletic, and you got to find some way to like.
Oh, you can't say, they're heady. You got to say they're heady.
Right.
Technically sound. That's another code word there. Oh, code words, as it were. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in.
Like, imagine if I said, DeAndre Ayton, you know who he reminds me of? Rick Smits.
I like it. That's a good one.
No, that's really not a good one.
What if Jeremy Lin was in this draft? Hey, he kind of reminds me of Yao Ming.
Yeah, very much so. Very much.
Yeah, that's what we should do from now on, is intentionally compare players to players of other races.
Give me 15 minutes. I think I have this.
You could come up with something in 15 minutes.
I knew you could, Francesa.
I know you can do it. All right, guys, let me tell you guys about Carbach. If the Texas heat is a real thing. We all know this. And there's one way to beat it, an ice-cold Carbach. The summer lineup is Staycation, which is brewed with a touch of wheat, dry-hopped with cold cone hops, sunshine in a can. Tasty Waves, brewed with a touch of sea salt and a bit of passion fruit for a refreshing experience. Love Street, of course, available year-round. It's crisp, it's clean, it's perfection. And then the Weekend Warrior Session IPA. It's heavily hopped, great aroma, great flavor. You can pick all those up, all the summer beers right now for your next pool party or cookout or whatever you're doing. And you know, I tell you guys all the time about the restaurant, how great it is and the food that they've got out there. They've got a bunch of events out there as well. Every Wednesday night, Music to Your Beer Wednesdays. There's multi-genre music nights. There's no cost, just normal beer garden pricing. Or get active every Thursday evening with the Weekend Warrior Run Club. It's a 3-mile run from the brewery with a free Weekend Warrior after. You can't beat that. Or come out this 4th of July for the Wings of Freedom 5K, plus Nick Lee and the Texas Gentleman covering Willie Nelson songs. All happening this summer only at Carbach. Make sure when you're out and about this weekend, tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
But after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say, hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth. As long as you make a note to spread.
We ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, cause I forget but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great one. A couple people asking if there's any plays. I missed last night's because their quarterback died. It's never a good sign.
Don't.
Under 47.5 in Winnipeg, Montreal tonight. I am hitting that. I'm 6-3 so far. So after losing last night, but weather there is awful. So it's going to be hard to score. It's still early in the season. I know the Bombers put up a bunch of points last week, but it's a tough trip to Montreal. So under 47.5 is the play tonight. And I've got nothing on Hamilton Edmonton. Although if you're going to play that one, take Edmonton -6.5. Hamilton is just terrible. Until John starts. Yeah.
When's he going to start getting some reps?
I'm thinking probably week 3 or 4. And Jeremiah Masoli actually played pretty well for him last week. He threw for over 300 yards. But
the team just sucks.
Yeah, there's just not much around him. And I think if they start off 0-2, 0-3, I think you'll see some John football action.
All right.
So there you go. Just a little betting for you. And if you want soccer bets, Jerry Bo has you covered on SportsMap. He's got everything on there. I forgot to check to see how his did today. But he's got all the weekend plays. There's actually lots of good stuff on sportsmap.com if you haven't checked it out. We have one of our freelancers wrote a story that I found very interesting because I didn't realize it's only been 2 years since Dwight Howard left the Rockets.
Yeah.
I mean, what a fall, right?
Yeah.
To the point where he's about to get bought out by the Nets. So he's got a little story on that.
So he could be potentially with his fourth team in 2 years. Well, if he signs
fifth, because technically the Nets count, right?
That's right.
Yeah. even if he never plays there. So he will play for his fourth team. But, yeah, what a fall. And so that's on there. Jerry Bowes, Bookie Busters for the World Cup. Palillo's got his. Got a Clyde Drexler interview from the Harris County Houston Sports Authority talking about the big three. And Juggalo Trey's NASCAR preview, which guess who was able to use a photo of his for? Me. Because it's in Sonoma, and I took a bunch of shots at Sonoma. So, yeah, that's on there. And video from Joel on what a good time it is to be a Houston fan. So lots of great stuff on there. Please check out Sports Map and support the advertisers on there because they're good people. People asking, where can you watch the CFL? They have one game on ESPN2 every week, and I'm guessing there'll be a lot of Hamilton. I just know that Saskatchewan's only on there twice, and it drives the wife nuts. But we watch it on that ESPN Plus, which I had to buy. And for the record, ESPN, your streaming on that thing sucks.
Oh, no.
Because it's pausing like every 5 seconds. And it's not my internet because I got terrific internet. It's the app. So, yeah, you're charging me $4.99 to make me think that I've got a brain tumor.
Great.
Because that's
what I haven't even started paying for it yet.
Yeah. Well, and you're going to need to because of all the UFC stuff on there. I mean, they basically.
And boxing. Yeah.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And I don't know if I want to talk about this or not, but yeah, you know what? I'm going to skip it just because I meant to bring it up the other day, but we've already talked politics on this show. I don't want to do it again. Guess who is the favorite to be the first NFL coach fired this season? He's plus 350. He's a pretty solid favorite.
That is solid. I don't know. I don't know who jumps out at me.
One Hubert Jackson.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Well, because the expectations.
He hasn't gotten fired yet.
Well, but the expectations are that they're supposed to be, you know, I think people are doing crazy talk when they say they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, our intern bet me $100 that they're going to win 8 games.
Really? Which intern was that?
I don't know. Skinny black dude. What's his name, John?
Zach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Zach. Obviously.
Wow. Dude, that's wrong of you to take money from the intern.
Well, he said they were going to go 9-7. I told him I'd give him a free game.
Wow. That's so nice of you, AJ.
Thank you.
Giving him the free game.
Thank you. I'm a gentleman. I would guess that Dirk Cutter's probably on a hot seat there, too.
Dirk Cutter is plus 1,200. And that probably, there's some value in that with Winston being out for three games. So here's your list.
Let me guess a couple more.
Okay.
Jay Gruden somewhere on that list.
Jay Gruden plus 1,200.
Okay, where does that rank? Like,
tied for fifth.
Oh, so I'm not doing very good at this.
Yeah.
What about Vance Joseph?
Vance Joseph fourth on the list plus 1,000. Okay,
getting better.
Actually tied for third.
Todd Bowles.
Not on here at all.
Oh.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. Plus 1,600.
Okay. Adam Gase.
Number two on the list plus 750.
Who's number three? Who did I miss?
Marvin Lewis.
Okay.
I think there's some value in Adam Gase at plus 750.
Yeah.
Because the Dolphins have shown they'll fire guys before. So here's your list. Hugh Jackson plus 350. Adam Gase plus 750. Marvin Lewis plus 1,000. Vance Joseph plus 1,000. Dirk Cutter, Jay Gruden plus 1,200. Todd Bowles plus 1,600. Bill O'Brien plus 2,000. I can't see that at all.
I can't
either. Just gave him an extension. Jason Garrett plus 2,500. There's no way. Garrett's like the Rick Smith of coaches. There's no way he gets fired. John Harbaugh plus 2,800.
I wish someone would fire him. I wish the Ravens would fire him. I think he can coach. I think he can coach anywhere. And I think the Ravens are smart enough to know that.
Yeah.
That's why they haven't like been quick on the trigger.
But at some point, sometimes no matter how good you are,
sometimes you got to make a change.
You lose. You know, you lose, people quit listening and they tune you out. And
what coaches could go 2-14 this year and not feel any pressure? How many of those coaches are in the NFL?
John Gruden, I bet. After the deal they just gave him, even though he's 2,800 on here.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick could.
He never has to worry. I think Doug Peterson, if they went 2-14, he wouldn't have to worry.
He's fine. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid, he's there until he retires. Sean Payton.
Yeah, Sean Payton.
He can do no wrong. Mike Tomlin's probably good.
I'll throw another one out. Mike Zimmer. I bet Mike Zimmer could go 2-14. He'd be fine.
Okay.
It might put a little pressure on for next year, but yeah.
What about Dan Quinn?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think that he's not that he's just not in that category yet, I don't think.
Okay. Mike McCarthy?
I bet he'd get fired.
If they went 2-14?
Yeah. There's been a lot of tension there.
Kyle Shanahan won't get fired going 2-14.
No.
People would be massively disappointed. But
yeah, I don't think that'll happen with them, but it could. I mean, if first off,
Pete Carroll?
You know, I wonder with the fact that they've turned over that roster so much, if there's not some, you know, concern there if he goes 2-14. Yeah. I think he'd be safe, but I couldn't say for a fact that they'd keep him. But I would think John Gruden would be safe if they go 2-14. So I put him on that list, mainly because they were, what, they gave him a 10-year deal?
Something like that.
Yeah. So there you go. Somebody said Marvin Lewis always seems to be on the hot seat and seems to always end up with a contract.
He always finds a way.
Well, that's kind of what Bill O'Brien's done, right? And he got an extension off a 4-12 season. Roberto tweeted this at me about the famous sex robot that can now refuse sex. We talked about that the other day. That was my hey man bleep that. I don't want any part of a sex robot that can tell me no.
Yeah, I don't like that too. And then the robot's like, that's starting to get into like the artificial intelligence where it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't want robots making decisions on their own.
No, I want her to say nice things about me and then do her business. That's it. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you're not going to spend all weekend watching World Cup?
No.
Really?
No, I'm going to get up early tomorrow and watch the UFC fights in Singapore, and then I'm going to coach baseball all weekend.
So what's the best fight in Singapore?
Donald Cerrone's fighting. Anytime Donald Cerrone fights, it's like I want to watch that. I mean, he's not what he once was, but he's still pretty damn good. And the guy he's fighting is Leon Edwards, who's like a nice up and coming prospect. And then there's a Ovince St. Preux versus Tyson Pedro. Tyson Pedro is another guy who's like maybe the best light heavyweight prospect there is. So a couple of interesting guys. And then one of my old teammates, this guy named Felipe Aranches, is fighting on the undercard. So watch him fight.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Tomorrow I'm not doing anything. I need a day where I totally unplug. I might go for a bike ride and drink a little bit. But
nice.
I need one day where I'm not worried about dealing with sports map or anything else. So hopefully do that. And then we'll have that big show on Sunday at 1 o'clock at Whitmire's. Talked to Chris Whitmire today.
Ready to roll.
Yeah. It's going to be fun, man. And I said, there will be a big announcement if you're there that you'll get to hear. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Here's an interesting metaphysical question from Philip. Is it still a sex robot if she says no?
I mean, maybe. If it's still a robot that you sometimes have sex with, yeah.
Well, but I mean, if that's her purpose and she says no, then isn't she just kind of a robot that you occasionally have sex with?
I mean, isn't she then just like a regular woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I get enough no from my wife. I don't need it.
Exactly.
I don't need to buy a machine to do that, to tell me no.
Yeah. I mean, no comment. I'm just going to get in trouble. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And a reminder that you can hear the show on both ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. So whichever one comes in best for you. Hey, before we go to break, is that Haas from Cowboys and Indians? Is that who's on the line, John?
I guess, maybe.
Get our man Haas on. What's up, Haas?
Here we go. Come on.
Hey, now.
Turn your phone, turn your radio down, Haas. You got to know that.
Yeah, no, I don't have the radio on. I'm at the restaurant, actually.
What's going on, man?
I just want to say hi to you guys. That's all. I haven't called y'all in. Just say you guys are doing a badass job, and just want to thank y'all for coming out. That's all it was.
Okay, well, you're still going to bring us some food, right?
You guys are never in the studio. You guys are always out partying.
We're in the studio today.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
No. You guys are always out partying.
We are. We're out way more than we need to be. So, but yeah, I appreciate that, man. It means a lot.
Yeah. And I'm going to swing by. We've been actually using Uber Eats to get stuff from Cowboys and Indians recently. So we've ordered a few
times. Yeah, no, I just want to thank you guys. I'm going to get a chance to talk to you all since last time. So just want to thank you guys for coming out and supporting us. That's all.
All good, man.
Thank you, my man. Yeah. And they do a good job. They really do. If you haven't been over there yet, and I know Barry talks about them a lot, but that Uber Eats deal has been great for us. I would say about maybe once every 10 or 12 days we order from over there on Uber Eats. May even do it tonight. I don't know. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. One thing I do know about that I also can order, I can just order this online, Harry's Razors, and that's what I do. Because, again, convenience, man. It's so important to me to not have to worry about going to the store to buy razors or going to the store to buy things. I like being able to say, all right, this is going to show up when I need it. This is what it costs. Boom. I like quality. I like convenience. And I like affordability. And that's what you get with Harry's. And right now, how about this? For a limited time only, you can save big on a Harry's shave set. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. You're going to get their 5-blade razor with a weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. How about this? $3 plus free shipping. $3 to try out Harry's. How about that? And I'm telling you, these blades are such quality. The replacement cartridges are just $2 each. That's less than half the price of those other guys that you might go see in the store. And if you're out at the store and you want to try them that way, they're now available in Walmart and Target. So if you want to go ahead and buy their razors and see if they're the kind of quality that we've been talking about, which they are, then you're going to be good. But for a limited time only, they have a special offer just for the Blitzers. How about this? New customers are going to get $5 off that shave set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite hosts, A.J. Hoffman, John Granato, Lance Serline, Charlie Polillo. All kinds of good stuff on there today, and we'll have our hockey recap up in just a little bit, but the Dwight Howard story's doing pretty well. That's on there. That's fun. And we got a video from Joel Blank, Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters World Cup. He is a soccer savage.
Yeah.
Had a little bit of a dip here at the beginning of the tournament, but he did okay. So today with some of his Brazil plays, and Nigeria had the team total over. And yeah. So
they wore those guys out, right? Brazil did.
Yeah. Yeah. They're coming around. Squeeze in a call. Charles, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, a few days ago, the president announced that he would be creating a sixth branch of the military. It was going to be a Space Force. AJ, I know you're a veteran. What's your opinion on the Space Force? Have you read anything about it? Is that a good way to use taxpayer money? The whole thing seemed kind of bizarre to me.
I have purposely avoided talking about the Space Force on this show. It's one of those things I don't really know. I don't know what to say about it because, again, I don't want to get political, but I feel like even like the most hardcore Trump fan isn't like, yeah, we need an intergalactic Marine Corps that will, you know, like
our own Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is that what it sounds like to you?
If it's going to be that, I'm in. I want to be a part of it.
You're too old to be a part of
that. No, I could. Obviously, I won't age in space. And if there's hot green chicks that I get to meet at some point.
You can be Ego. You can devour planets.
Yeah, you know.
Since you have a little bit of evil in you.
That's not evil. I have a little chaos in me, okay?
And then you can spread your seed, like Ego did.
I'm kind of coming around on this idea. I'm down
with
that.
You are a seed spreader.
See, this is why I don't even like remotely mentioning any politics, because then you get idiots with 14 followers. Nice false equivalency of Obama and Trump fans. Nobody even mentioned fans.
I mean, just supporters in general. Yeah. You're all the same. Everyone's the same.
Yeah, and you know, you're just whoever it is you're hating on there, you're just as bad with that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah, I would be down with that. I could even be Groot. If that's all I had to say, I am Groot. I could do it. I bet you Groot pulls like crazy. We just don't see it in the movies.
To be serious for a brief moment, no, it's a horrible way of spending taxpayer dollars, and I can't imagine that that's really like even a thought for them. I don't think that's going to really happen. It would be too absurd, even for this administration. It'd be too crazy.
Listen, I know a lot about aliens. I know a lot about alien women. I've watched a lot of movies. I think I would be very good for the Space Force.
Yeah, just ask Donald Trump for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. 15 minutes. I'm going to solve the whole thing. I like the idea.
Adam says,
let's boldly go where no one has gone before.
He says, Space Force is just taking the responsibility of satellites away from the Air Force.
That's it?
Then what's the point of creating a Space Force? I mean,
well, we're not turning it over to Skynet, are we?
Trust me. I've been around enough Air Force guys in my life. They ain't working that hard that they can't worry about the satellites. So those guys, they got time to worry about satellites. Trust me. Between naps during the day and their three-course meals, don't you worry. They're doing just fine. They can handle that responsibility.
Philip says, don't write off all your 14-follower fans. sorry, Philip. But... yeah, it's always somebody with name, a whole bunch of numbers behind it, and 14 followers and an egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have eggs anymore. Now they just have like weird faces.
Yeah. So you're pretty much useless if that's you.
Do you think this is a secret plan to build a Death Star?
Ooh.
It wouldn't surprise me.
What would we blow up with a Death Star?
Mars?
I don't know. I think maybe the Space Force is going to go out looking for other life. And then battle it.
I like this plan. I'm in.
I mean, listen. The president's seen enough movies where the aliens come and attack Earth, okay? He is, you know how he is with our military. He wants to be strong. He wants to lead the way. So maybe he's planning a preemptive attack.
Okay, so we'll go find.
He doesn't want to pussyfoot around like Obama did.
I'm going to go.
Obama was just going to let the aliens come and wipe us out. No, not President Trump. He's going to take this seriously. He's going to get ahead of the curve here.
We're going to go find the bug planet, and we're going to blast them into the Stone Age so that humans and not arachnids control the galaxy. I saw Starship Troopers. I know how this works. I'm in. I want to crush every bug. Humanoid civilizations I'll befriend and mate with their females. You know, as a
bug females?
No, humanoid ones.
Oh, okay.
You know, as a show of friendship.
Okay.
But bugs, yeah, we're killing them.
Do you think there will be anytime I think of a Space Force, I always think of like you remember the game Star Fox? Like, I feel like there should be some sort of like half human, half animal running things in the Space Force. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the way space creatures seem to me. Like, if you're going to be an intergalactic soldier, I feel like you should be part animal.
Interesting.
Because they have better instincts. A fox, for a Star Fox, they've got great instincts.
Well, we don't have to... I'm not saying we kill every alien civilization we find. Just the bug ones.
No. I think the Space Force will look to kill all of them.
Okay. Well, that's not my Space Force. Hashtag not my Space Force.
Not mine.
All right. I guess we were supposed to go to break and we ran out the song, didn't we?
No, I decided to switch songs.
I like it. Ground control to Major Tom. I love this song.
I miss this dude.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Four, three, two, one. Lift off. answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.